you can pay off your house 2.5 years faster if you don't pay extra principal payments against your mortgage. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Recently, when I was posting some educational YouTube videos on my YouTube channel, it's called Three Dimensional Wealth, there were several that I posted regarding real estate and helping people understand it, because I'm always amazed at people not understanding the quickest, fastest, smartest way to get out of debt is not any way, shape, or form a method of sending extra principal payments to the mortgage company. People go, huh? So the actual answer in the first YouTube video that people ask several hundred times in the last month, how long does it take to pay off a house? Well, that's really a function of what's your house payment, and are you paying more towards the principal against the mortgage? Is it a 15-year mortgage or 30-year mortgage? If you're just paying regular P&I payments, okay, and of course you've got taxes and insurance, but if you're just paying a 30-year amortized mortgage, hello, it's going to take 30 years. A 15-year amortized mortgage, it could take 15 years, unless you send extra principal payments against the mortgage. Now, that will accelerate the payoff, but most people think that some method of doing that. So what are some of the methods? Well, you maybe have heard of the bi-weekly mortgage payment plan, and that's where many people are paid on their paychecks bi-weekly. And so there's actually 26 paychecks a year. And if you send in half of your mortgage payment bi-weekly, you'll magically pay one full extra mortgage payment a year, and bingo, your 30-year mortgage is paid off 8 years sooner, maybe. And so that's a popular method that is touted. Others just say, well, send in an extra $100, $200, $300, $400 against the principal of your mortgage and look how fast you'll pay it off. Or a lot of systems that are very sophisticated, and you have to pay $500 or $1,000 for this software that tells you which credit card you ought to pay off first, the 8% interest one or the 21% interest one. I mean, this doesn't take rocket science, okay? And so you pay off this credit card and that one. Instead of running up more debt, you take the payment that you were paying on those other debts or the automobile loan or what have you, and you put that towards your mortgage, and wow, you can pay off your house in 15 years or 13 years or whatever. They're all some method of sending extra principal payments against the mortgage company, or a 15-year amortization. Mortgage is oftentimes, of course, touted. Well, you can get your house paid off in 15 years, but you're going to have to tighten your belt and send in more money on a mortgage payment. Well, true. But, you know, years ago, I met with three finance professors at a major university, and they were explaining to me that here in our, you know, finance classes, the 400 classes, we teach our students here, the seniors, why when they buy their first house, they ought to consider taking out a 15-year amortized mortgage instead of a 30-year amortized mortgage. And I said, wow, gentlemen, now, why do you do that? And they looked at me like, well, duh. Maybe they meant Doug. I don't know. But if you just bite the bullet and pay a higher mortgage payment, you'll have your house paid off in 15 years. You're going to save a grundle of interest. And then you can start socking away what you used to pay in mortgage payments into a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, and you'll end up with this much money at the end of the 30-year period. And I said, well, yeah, that may be a good way to go, but a far cry from the best way to go. And they looked at me, well, what do you mean? I said, gentlemen, your finance professors. Haven't you ever taken the differential between a 15-year amortized mortgage payment, which is this high, versus a 30-year amortized mortgage payment, which is less? Take that difference plus the tax savings you will achieve during the first 15 years of a 30-year mortgage. Don't spend it. Have a system where you accumulate that money, the extra principal, and also the tax savings you're achieving over into a side fund compounding with interest, and I would recommend tax-free. And they said, well, what's tax-free? I had to explain, well, my favorite vehicle is what I call the laser fund. And they went, wow, you know, I've never heard of that. And I said, well, that doesn't surprise me. A lot of CPAs and tax attorneys, when they come through my advanced continuing education, go, whoa, I didn't know you could accumulate, access, and transfer your money totally tax-free at rates of return of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%. And I go, well, yeah, people don't know what they don't know. So I was saying to the finance professors, see, instead of sending that money to the mortgage company, killing your partner, Uncle Sam, because that's a tax deduction, instead of killing the tax deduction, put it over here in this right-hand pocket. And I physically showed, I'm going to compound. I'm going to put money over here in my right-hand pocket, and I'm going to earn compound interest of 6, 7, 8, 9%. Tax-free over here, and in my left-hand pocket is the mortgage, which is simple interest, tax-deductible, maybe at 4.5% or even 6%, but it doesn't cost me 6, it costs me 4 after the tax break. It doesn't cost me 4.5% in a 33% bracket, it's only costing me 3. I said, gentlemen, do you know how money works? Well, yeah. Well, okay, then when a bank borrows our money at 1% interest and they turn around and loan it back at 3 or 4, how much are they making? 2%? I'm going, no, they're making 3 times 300%. It's actually an infinite rate of return because they're not using any of their money. When you make money on OPM, other people's money, it's an infinite rate of return. But they sat there with this glazed look in their eyes. And then I took out an HP 12C calculator. And I showed them how much money they would have in 12 and a half years by putting that money that they would be putting against the mortgage if the students did what they were recommending. And you put it over there compounding tax-free. There was enough money over in that conservative side fund to pay off the 30-year mortgage in 12 and a half years. Using the exact same money, they were teaching their students to pay off the house in 15 years with a 15-year mortgage, killing the tax deduction. I said, hey, I can get out of debt 2.5 years faster by not giving it to the mortgage company. And I said, math doesn't lie. They were flabbergasted. Now, see, if I can stump sometimes these finance professors because they'd never sat down and done the math. It's really quite simple. The money that you would send the mortgage company, you put over into a conservative side fund, and it's compounding. Tax-free is what I would recommend. And it's actually earning interest that's probably double or even triple. If I borrow money at 4.5% tax deductible on a mortgage, it's only costing me 3. And there have been many, many periods where I've earned 9% average tax-free. How much more is 9 than 3? Don't say 6. It's 300% more. On a million-dollar mortgage, I'm paying 30 grand in interest, but I'm making 90 grand on the money that I would have been putting into the mortgage, which is not earning anything in the house. Does that make sense? So I can prove to you all day long mathematically that you can get out of debt 2.5 years faster if you'll discipline yourself and accumulate the money into a conservative side fund. But folks, there's a lot of people out there that are financial jellyfish and they will spend that money. And so maybe if the mortgage company forces you to send it into them or whatever, that's the only way you'll get out of debt. And it will take 2.5 years longer. But I can prove to you that on a $300,000 mortgage, you can pay off that mortgage about 2.5 years faster by not sending the extra principal payments to the mortgage company, but putting it over into a side fund. And actually, at the end of 15 years, you'll come out ahead about $50,000. It's what I call the $50,000 mistake being made by millions of Americans. If you're listening to me right now and you have a $600,000 15-year mortgage, You're kissing about $100,000 down the drain that you could otherwise have accrue to your benefit by doing what I'm talking about.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Should you hurry and pay off your house or invest? I have been asked that question many, many times. I'm going to address that question in this segment. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about how people want to get out of debt, pay off their house, and I was illustrating that sending extra principal payments against your mortgage is not the quickest, fastest, smartest way to get out of debt. You'll actually get out of debt about 2.5 years faster by putting that money in a conservative side fund compounding, and I prefer a tax-free at rates of return that are often double or triple the net after tax cost of the mortgage. If you borrow money on a mortgage, let's say at 4.5% interest, and it's tax deductible, it's really like only paying 3% because you get to write off that interest if you're doing it correctly. Let's say on a $1 million mortgage, a 4.5% interest mortgage would be $45,000, okay? You can deduct that $45,000 of interest if you do it correctly on your tax return. And so in a 33% bracket, you get that $45,000 deduction. You actually saved one-third, if that's your tax bracket, of that $45,000, which is $15,000. So the net cost of the mortgage is only 3% or $30,000. And where I put my money, my favorite vehicle, the Laser Fund, I can earn very predictably 6%. How much more is 6 than 3? Don't say 3. It's twice as much. In other words, on a $1 million mortgage, I pay $30,000 and I'm making $60,000. Let me say it this way. Would you hire an employee for $30,000 if that employee made you an extra $60,000? Would you buy a widget machine for $30,000 if that widget machine made you an extra $60,000? Absolutely. That's called 100% rate of return on employment cost or equipment cost. But many, many years, I have earned 9% or more. How much more is 9 than 3? That's 300%. It's three times. On a $1 million mortgage, I can take that money and I can make $90,000 and I'm only paying $30,000 and I'll do that all day long. Now, with that in mind, I'm not saying you should always be in debt, but debt is how you define it. The way I define debt is when I have enough money that's liquid and extremely safe that any time with an electronic funds transfer or a phone call, I could take that money and totally pay all liabilities on my balance sheet, I'm out of debt. And there's a lot of banks, credit unions, financial institutions, corporations that have the same exact definition. They claim they're out of debt, but they actually carry millions of dollars of liabilities. But they have money that's earmarked to pay off those liabilities, and that money is extremely liquid and safe. So it all depends on what makes you sleep better at night. But in the previous segment, I was talking about if your goal is to actually not owe anything, to be out of debt, you can get in that status about 2.5 years faster by not sending extra principal payments to the mortgage company, but putting it over into a conservative side fund compounding tax-free and continue to take advantage of the simple interest tax-deductible mortgage that is costing you less if you understand how money works. Now, when people ask me the question, Doug, should I pay off my house or invest? Well, it depends upon what your goals are and so forth, but too many times people spend all of their resources paying off all their debt in their house before they start investing. And all kinds of horror stories I could tell you illustrate that was not smart. I have seen people who were sending huge extra principal payments against the mortgage on their house, and then all of a sudden they get disabled, they get sick, or the pandemic, all kinds of things happen, a recession. And they're sitting there, and they don't have any liquid money. They've been sending an extra $500 against their mortgage for years. Now, an extra $500 is $6,000 a year against your mortgage, and maybe you've been doing that 10 years. and they call up the mortgage company and say, well, I've sent you $60,000 more than I needed to. So I estimate I'm about $60,000 ahead on my mortgage. So I'm just going to coast. I'm unemployed and I'm just going to coast now. I'm probably a year, two or three ahead on my mortgage. No. What does the mortgage company say? Sorry. No, the next mortgage payment is due. It doesn't matter. I've seen a person pay $100,000 from a windfall against their mortgage and they got disabled the next week. And they went back to the mortgage company and said, wow, that $100,000 got me way, way ahead. And they go, no, your next mortgage payment is still due. Anything you pay in principle against your mortgage doesn't change the fact that your next mortgage payment is due. And guess what? The mortgage institutions will foreclose on you faster. If you have a lot of equity in your home, if you've been paying it down, oh, wow, they love that. They can foreclose on your house, turn around and do it on a quick sale, get their money back and move on. That's the deal. But if you owe 80% on that house and we hit a recession and the house value goes down to what the mortgage is, I've seen mortgage companies work with people all day long. Well, what can we do to help you out? How can we, and so forth. But if you have a bunch of equity in your house will get foreclosed on. You're at the top of the list to get foreclosed on if you don't have the ability to make a mortgage payment. So you got to really think twice about this. You ought to have an emergency fund of 6 months or a year. You ought to have money on hand so that if you get disabled, if you get laid off, if something happens and you do not have the ability to pay the mortgage, see, mortgage companies will only lend you money based on your ability to repay. If you go to the mortgage company and you say, my house is worth a lot and I only owe this much, but I need to refinance, I can't make the mortgage payments on it, they're going to say, sorry, fat chance. Because if you don't have the ability to repay, they're not going to loan you the money. Let me just say something here and I want it to soak in. It's a lot better to have access to money, especially the equity in your home or other real estate, and not need it than to need it and not be able to get it. Let me restate that. It's a lot better to have and not need than need and not have. And that's true with food storage and all kinds of things, okay? And so that's why I would recommend, you know what? You need to have an emergency fund. You've got to have some type of place, a repository where you have money. And I would recommend it's not in a bank earning less than 1%. My emergency fund earns between 6 to 10% tax-free. I can access that money. It doubles as my retirement account. No, it's not a qualified account like an IRA or 401k, because if I needed to touch that in an emergency, I would have a 10% penalty from the IRS if I was under age 59 and a half, and I'd have to pay tax. I don't want to do that. That's why I use what is called the laser fund as my repository, where that money compounds and I get out of debt faster. But if I get into trouble, I just access money out of my emergency fund, my side fund, and I can keep the mortgage payments current for years. If you give that extra money to the mortgage company and you do not make a mortgage payment for 3 months on a trust deed note, they will foreclose on you and you just lost it all. I have seen people lose hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity in their house because they lacked liquidity. Liquidity is the number one reason why people lose their homes in foreclosure. Because if you have no liquidity and all your money is tied up in the house and you get into trouble, good luck getting money back out of that house unless you sell it. In other words, people in 2008 saw their home go down in value as much as 30 and 40%. I know a gentleman, his home went down in value from $1.5 million down to $1.1 million, $400,000. But because he did what I'm talking about, he had that $400,000 over in a side fund. Now, there were some critics that went, oh, you're underwater. You owe $400,000 more than what your house is worth. Did he care? No, he was in control and the mortgage company loved him because he was able to continue to make the mortgage payments.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.